bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
Wednesday, October 17, 2018, and this is episode 1630 of WDW Today.
He ain't lying.
If I'm lying, I'm crying? Dying?
Dying.
Something like that. What's Mater say? If I'm lying, I'm crying. I think it's dying. I don't know. One of those. I'm Logan Zekulo.
Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm, is it the Grease or Grease? Is that the so, Grease.
Well, it's you.
It's less so you can make pretentious. That decision.
Questioning your own branding.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Today we are going to be talking about, there was a bit of a rumor came up. And we don't usually, well, we do address rumors, but we don't usually like make the rumors. But it was one that kind of, Terry said went kind of crazy on our Twitter, which I don't see, but he runs it. And on there they said that Spaceship Earth may be closing for up to 2 years.
Two and a half years.
That was for Will. He's going to fix
won't
that.
Edit it.
I know you won't. Over 2.5 years, potentially, or up to 2.5 years in preparation for Epcot's big anniversary, which is around when they said they're going to open Guardians of the Galaxy and open all these new attractions and all the new fun. But it caused quite an uproar because I think there was the concern generally that if it does close, which is just a rumor, that essentially, you'll be gutted. You'll have a brand new attraction in place. And Terry brought up an idea for save it or what was it? Well,
scrap it.
Save it or scrap it. And is there an attraction? This is just a fun one. Not too much news heavy today on a Walt Disney World show here. Right, Will?
Yep.
And we're going to be talking about this. If there's an attraction that we really don't want them to ever mess with, because you do look at things like Spaceship Earth. And I would say the late great movie ride, the late great. It sounds like I'm saying the late great movie ride.
The late
great
movie ride.
The late great movie ride.
Yeah. You know, can I say something before you, we get you, going? You,
please.
Am I allowed? Can I have the floor?
If you see something.
Say something.
No, I want to observe that, because Terry was saying that like there's like a meltdown about the Spaceship Earth, that they're going to revamp it, which, I mean, if you've ridden it recently, you understand why. Like, sure, it's nostalgic and it's fun and it's air conditioned, but most of the time you break down on it. And I've gotten stuck in that thing more times than I've made it through.
Well, they have to stop it a lot because of people getting on and off at different speeds.
Regardless.
And the stops when you're going backwards are the most painful.
Regardless. My whole point is that, you know, it's got to be the worst job in the world to be a Disney Imagineer currently, because you are equally revered as like one of the premier creative minds in America. And at the same time, you are one of the most hated people when they're like, we're going to revamp this ride.
Or do something new.
And do something like, how new. Do they win? And actually, we haven't even said we're doing anything. Right. There's a rumor, and they're like, dadgummit, Disney, taking my Spaceship Earth.
It was the years of Avatar complaining that we're getting Avatar. And then when Avatar came out, everyone's like, well, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you have this. It's equally
every
the
time.
Best job you could ever have. Like, people respect you. But dadgummit, they hate your guts.
Mm. Yeah.
You're ruining their lives.
Mm.
Flat earthers hate the sphere at Epcot.
Flat spaceship earthers.
Flat spaceship earthers.
Which is a flat.
It's a thing.
That's a shirt now.
I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it down the hill backwards.
That's a good
I just
one,
want to go easily that into the night.
So many markets.
So it just has just a little bumps.
Yeah.
It's flat.
I saw the writing on the wall when you, me, and Riker rode in it, and my head was on all three of the people.
Yeah. The back half of the ride, I loved it, honestly,
Riker,
but a lot of people hated
Riker
it.
Riker was a little mad at me, as if I did something.
How could you do this to me?
He was, why is Uncle Will's face on our bodies? Why is he the only one here?
So they revamped that, what, 10, 12 years ago? Something like that, when they redid the back half of Spaceship Earth, which a lot of people complained about, because they took away a good portion of the ride to do this fun, interactive part. I actually really liked it. I think it's a fun part of the ride. But it never does quite work right. Like, the scanning of your faces was really great 12 years ago, but now The technology.
No, because our standards were low, right. Not because it was better.
No, the standards of, you know, tech and the way that your phone worked and the way everything worked and the facial mapping and all the things you can do now doesn't really work.
You can search in your iPhotos. I searched Spaceship Earth and it knew where I was. Thanks, Apple. There
what,
I am.
What do you mean, knew where you... Oh!
There you are. Look
there,
at you.
Your there you face are twice. Is on everybody. Oh,
no. Yeah, it's not...
Let me that get, was good a couple years ago.
Yeah. I will say this about Spaceship Earth on... Spaceship Earth.
It was 2.5 years ago, so the amount of time it'll take to redo it, that's how long ago.
It doesn't feel like that long ago.
It no. was the one I ride it was this year. That I was...
Just weird.
I was very excited to go on it because I haven't been on it in years. And it was the one ride that I wish I could have just taken back. I was like, I just, it bored me. It did.
Okay, well, we're not going to spend our time. Well, you can say that's your.
That's why they've got Soarin'.
So you can say that's why you're going to.
Soarin' is not boring.
No, I'm just saying a new ride in that space. Here's the deal. We love that ride because it's in the sphere.
Right.
It's not because like. It's not because it's
we love the
it's
building.
Groundbreaking.
A lot of people did. A lot of people love that ride. I love that ride.
I do too.
I think it's a great ride.
For nostalgia
reasons.
There
needs to be, and no, I think it's an educational reason. I think it works.
I will say, I think it's the embodiment of Epcot. Like it speaks to all things Epcot in that ride.
That's a very nice thing to say. I will say this. You could have the educational.
15, 20 years ago, they were going to tear it out and build a roller coaster inside of it, and then they just couldn't get
physically
couldn't do it.
I don't necessarily think that's the thing. I just think, okay, so if I go in that ride and you go, do you know the Star Lab that used to go around to all the schools back in the day?
You're talking about a planetarium?
No, it was called Star Lab.
It
was
like a you go in there planetarium and you see, if they never had planetariums. Where
and you see all these stars. Can you imagine if you go into that?
You go in, it's like, look, here's the Big Dipper. In the night sky, and you're looking up. Is that what it was?
What is Star Lab?
Yeah, it's called a planetarium.
I'm just saying, like the technology that exists right now, you could be submersive in outer space.
Submersive.
Well, if you're a flat earther, it's the water above. So
it can be very immersive.
Well, I agree. But that's the one thing. Is that so?
Like,
I will be sad to
keep
some changes.
The same track.
Separated.
The same concepts could work. If you look at what they did to Pirates. Because they're saying there's going to be a lot of projection mapping and all that. And then we got to move it to the scan it or scrap it, whatever it is. Save it or scrap it.
Scan it. That's what called a save
right now.
Save your magic band or scrap it.
What save. I was saying was the projection mapping that they did at something like Pirates in Shanghai, which you can watch the videos of online, never seen it in person, is insane.
I know.
So if you could do that on the same caliber of these big open areas of Spaceship Earth, because right now the only thing they have that's really video is what they added the last time or a couple times ago was that woolly mammoth that you can't really see, like the out-of-focus woolly mammoth that's it's projected and it looks not great.
Got to wear that coat.
When I went through it, it was so dark.
Yes, you can't.
Like,
it's
you can't
so dark.
Even,
you're not
couldn't
sure
even
what you're looking at.
Find lines. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that if you take that modern... You know, projection mapping and those kind of things. I think there's some awesome stuff you could do with that space that still at least keeps it in the same theming. Because look, they've redone it. They've taken out some things. They've changed some things over the last, you know, 4 decades. It's not like it's been the exact same ride. We've had multiple narrators. We've had multiple iterations, changes, and scenes. But it's always been, you know, kind
Isn't Judi Dench doing it right now?
Yeah, before that was...
Mm-hmm.
What the last one was not Jeremy Piven. I wasn't Jeremy Piven.
Jeremy
Irons.
I love Jeremy Piven.
Jeremy Irons was the last time. And then before that was that Walter Cronkite? Or someone between? So there's got to be someone between that too. I love that. That Walter Cronkite Spaceship Earth track is the first thing. That's one of my first Disney memories is going through Spaceship Earth. This is Walter Cronkite and going through the whole thing.
Did anybody as a kid get confused? Because when I was like 4 when I went to Disney,
I was
thought,
never confused
I thought
as a kid.
The Epcot sphere was Space Mountain. Anybody think about that?
None of us were confused.
Weirdly enough,
yeah.
Okay.
At Europa Park.
Europa?
Yeah, Europa
it's
Park.
It's a knockoff Disney.
It's not, in Germany?
Yes.
They have Pirates of the Caribbean, but it's like Pirates of the Mediterranean. They have a Spaceship Earth sphere, like. Nearly identical, maybe half the size, and inside of it is their Space Mountain.
Fascinating.
Like indoor that. Roller coaster.
Which it's not bad.
Yeah. They have some scary roller coasters there at Europa Park. They also have a mouse that's the main character, but it's like a gray mouse.
Uh-huh. I think I've looked that mouse up.
I feel like we've talked about this before.
It's kind of like the uncle that's weird.
Weird uncle?
Yeah.
Uncle Mouse?
Yeah. I think.
Okay. Look it up. So...
Save it or scrap it.
Save it or scrap it. Terry came up with this idea, so I'm gonna have him lead it.
We gonna do one? We gonna do overall or just one at each park? How do you want to do this? Do we have rules?
Scrap overall. I hate him.
Looks like Chuck E. Cheese.
He does look like Chuck E. Cheese. I don't think his name is Europa Mouse either.
Looks like Will Chuck E. Cheese. Will Mouse.
Chuck E. Cheese. Will.
Hold on. Someone post a picture in the comments of him.
Oh, man.
Because I don't know what that means. We mean Chuck E. Cheese
look
Will.
Like Will?
Does he have your glasses and things?
Will, it doesn't look does like you.
It definitely like does look like Will.
It does kind of.
Grease
is trying to have his podcast ended. After last week, now this week.
I haven't made him mad yet this week. I just am going full steam ahead.
It's called LaMouse.
LaMouse.
What are you talking about? Why is that also look known anything as like
this particular image?
He's like an old southern mouse.
Oh, man.
Will's so upset. I love it.
All right.
Well, I don't love you, Grease.
Amen.
All right. Should we move on to save it or scrap it? So you make the rules, Terry. I'm going to let you lead this.
Let's do each park. So,
okay.
Attractions at Epcot that
so
I
so much for that quick 30.
I know. No, we'll get to it.
Just won't.
Doubt it.
Oh, man. Is there even a save it at Epcot for me?
Oh, well,
is there even a what?
Like an attraction.
Soarin', dog.
Oh, Figment. Figment, the character, not the attraction.
Oh, so very specific.
Well, the attraction, let's redo it. But Figment is my, don't take Figment away.
You're breaking the rules, Terry.
I don't think that this is working.
This is why you don't let Terry lead with games.
You told me to make the rules, so I'm making them up.
So the rules are.
I love it. So the rule is just say something that you don't want to leave?
Just say something you like and something you don't like.
Yeah, basically.
Like this is.
So like Facebook, thumbs up or thumbs down.
To like, so, I'm going to be like, I like the streets. I like the way it's paved.
I like it when the popcorn smells like that.
Disney, where the Imagineers have screwed it up again.
They are changing this. They are changing the streets. That's funny. Go ahead, Terry. So your save it was Figment in some iteration.
Yes.
All right. And for any particular reason, just you like the character?
I love Figment. I want to see that the Imagination Pavilion with
live
Figment
on.
Live on in a new, fresh way. My scrap it would probably be Oh Canada.
See, I've got to think deep if I'm thinking that far into this. The thrill level. Like, if I click attractions at Epcot, it doesn't even come up with, like, those shows.
Right now.
Oh, go, we're just go. Focused
all right,
at Epcot?
Look, I'm going next.
We're going around.
Yeah.
Save it. Soarin'. I love that ride. Okay. Will is wrong.
Yeah.
Scrap it. Test track. I hate that ride. I hate it.
I'll give you that on the new version.
No, I hate
the Tronish version of test track.
1998.
Scrap you, Ray. Our
people
producer, he
Ray.
Disagrees with me.
Raise the voice at the beginning
of
the show.
I feel like there needs to be an asterisk with test track because the concept is great.
Throw it out.
Like, what do you...
Throw it. Go simulate a car accident? Is that what you want?
You want to be a crash test dummy.
No, the anti-brakes kick in and you avoid catastrophe.
I don't want
to. Go faster.
The anti-brakes.
I don't even know what it's like to ride in a car.
Anti-brakes.
I will say this. The cars ride in California is fantastic.
Agreed.
I
don't
put it in there. That is not test track.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Why are you
bringing it up?
I said because the concept of test track is essentially what...
Nah.
That
different.
Some would even suggest that test track is a flat earther's dream.
Yeah.
Just riding around a circle really fast. A
couple bumps.
Even not even that fast.
It's true.
It's 60 miles per hour, but it feels like, I don't know, it
feels like a waste
like
of time.
51.
Scrap it.
Okay. Damn, right. Very specific.
What's your...
Scrap it?
Yeah.
Mission Space.
Yeah. Oh.
I've never ridden a ride before in my life that has literally ruined potentially 2 days. Like, I rode it, and
recently? The last trip?
No.
Okay, so
we did not ride it because
ridden the new version.
We have the new version?
Yeah, they redid the both rides.
What do you mean?
They made them less crazy.
I don't think the top one is less crazy.
I don't think it's any less crazy.
Just the bottom one, the orange.
Yeah, the green. Green is the new like travel to moon.
I thought they fixed both of them because the
think
orange
it's
one
is any different.
Mm-mm.
Well, nobody
I think they may have added some special effects.
Maybe.
Some better graphics or something.
Maybe. I thought they decreased the intensity on both of them.
I will get on it.
I don't know.
I love it.
I just remember walking around the park and not like wanting to eat food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And for Grease, that's a big freaking deal.
That's a huge deal. You're at Epcot. Like, it what else you gonna do?
It makes me legit nauseous for the rest of the day.
Yes. No, legit. Like, hands down. I will
that
not do
that happened also to me at Halloween Horror Nights this year in the Dead Exposure House. So if you're going to that, know that it's this. That, I don't know. That was all strobes and craziness that threw me off, but it felt the same. I felt like I'd gotten off a Mission Space. So, all right. So what's your save it then?
My save it? Don't.
It is tough at Epcot. Terry's not wrong. When you actually look at the list, you're like, I'm not that emotionally tied to a lot of these things.
Yeah, I mean, I guess essentially I would say Soarin' because it is my favorite ride at Epcot. So
just despite Will, if no other reason.
No, I mean, what else is there to compare it to? I mean, like, there's. I mean, I'm not gonna save Test. I mean, I guess I should save Test Track from Matt Lott, but I mean, like,
don't save it from me.
I love the line at Test Track.
The old queue was
love
fantastic.
Some crash.
I actually did not have a great experience at Soarin'. In full disclosure, I did not have a great experience at Soarin' this last time. I mean, like, people's feet were in front of me.
That's poor planning.
You should have asked for the front row. That was your fault.
The Eiffel Tower is like curved.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
I didn't have a great experience.
So you're making all of Will's points.
I'm making Will's argument. So I'm gonna save Test Track. I'm gonna save Test Track. Yes. Until you go outside and get some high speeds and G forces. But I like the line too. I love what they did with the line.
All right, Will.
Saving Test Track.
Oh, mine's pretty easy. Save Living with the Land because I feel like it's probably the most endangered.
Good one.
And then don't touch
anything.
You can scrap Soarin' for me.
All right. I think that's a good one because Living with the Land.
Yeah. Technically, isn't Soarin' kind of in the land?
No, I'm talking about the ride, specifically
Living
the
with
ride.
The Land.
Living with the Land is a pavilion.
I know.
Do you even Disney, bro?
I do.
Does anybody
I'm getting
that
rid of Stave Church? No.
But they redid it.
They did. Now it's got Frozen stuff. In all honesty, looking at the attractions, I'm torn between saving Frozen Ever After or the Grand Fiesta Tour, and I think I have to go to save the Grand Fiesta Tour.
I would agree.
However, if they Cocoify it, I'm happy with it.
See, mm-hmm. Grand Fiesta Tour is probably my favorite ride at Disney, but yeah. I wanted to save what I thought was an endangered
right.
species.
Right, so I would say neither of those are. I feel like that's true. Of those attractions, Grand Fiesta Tour has the higher likelihood, I feel like, of going away at some point or being adjusted. I'm okay, though. If they Coco it,
they're already kind of bringing in some Coco elements into the lot, like the lobby areas.
I think it'd be a huge upgrade. I mean, Coco is amazing. So great.
The restaurant, my favorite part about that is when I was on the boat and in the restaurant area, kind of right near the volcano, I felt like I was in Mexico. It was insane.
Right. It's a beautiful track.
It is beautiful.
So I will save. I'll save that, and I'm going to dump, I'll just go with you. I feel the same. Mission Space, done. Like, that's not, I don't want to, I just agree with you to not have more content, but I've said that for years. I hate it. It's the bottom of the list of anything I'd want to do at, Walt Disney World. So, moving on, Terry.
All right, studios. Oh, man. Is there anything left to save?
Did you start off? You started off with the Epcot, right?
I did with Epcot.
Yeah, I was just making sure I didn't.
Oh man, what is my save?
I think there's a pretty clear one here.
To save?
Yes. I feel like there's one endangered.
See, I'm save Rock and Roller Coaster. Okay. Oh no, I know what you're saying, and
Rob is
Rob's
begging him here.
I'll give mine real quick.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so my save is Rock and Roller Coaster. Mm. I feel like it's a great ride. I really like it, but I feel like the Aerosmith theming may cause it to be something that could be on the chopping block. But I really like the Rock and Roller Coaster, and then the scrap for me is. And this is just because it's something I don't frequently do, even though I know it's beloved. But I was looking at the list of attractions, and I love, like, oddly, most everything on the list I really like. Yeah. And so I'm saying Tower of Terror just because I don't do it as often.
Right.
But I still love the Twilight Zone theme. Like, I think it's great, but I just don't ride. I don't
You're
like
picking
the drop
the lesser
ride.
Of,
so, are they doing the Guardians thing here?
They're building a Guardians roller coaster. Ride. Different ride.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would... I would scrap Voyage of the Little Mermaid.
Okay.
Heartless. In fact, because I think that entire...
Safe.
I think that entire building, from the ride building next to it, all the way to Launch Bay, is about to be torn down anyways to make
Lightning
room.
Where is the Lightning McQueen show going?
Other side of...
In an old soundstage thing.
Where the old story used to be during Star Wars weekend, is my understanding.
That's right, yeah. That opens like early next year.
And my save is very similar to Figment, where it's not... I don't necessarily want to save the attraction, but I want to save what it is and make it better. I want to see Muppet Vision 3D brought to life. I want to see a fresh, let's give it some new life. I want you to save the Muppets, but it's time the show and the theater are a little sleepy. I'd like to see Kermit get a little more respect.
Oh.
It hasn't, it's a ride from the, I mean, it's the same attraction as it was in the 90s.
The 80s, I think, even.
Very end of
the 80s, right? Was it shot at the very end of the 80s, early 90s, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it could be, I do not miss that attraction. Like, yeah. It's a must.
He doesn't miss it, folks.
But
when it's gone.
I want the Muppets saved, but I'd love for maybe Muppet Vision 4D to be a thing.
All right. It was 4D.
I'm not that original. I have to save the Rock and Roller Coaster. I think it's fabulous.
Yeah.
I love it. It's one of my favorite rides.
I think the attraction is safe. The Aerosmith theming, I think, is.
See, but I love the Aerosmith
theme. Well, sure, you're from North Georgia.
Whoa. Yeah.
Hey. Oh.
Shots fired. Shots have been fired. No, write it down. What time is it?
No, I love, you know, I mean, he's classic, and it's a perfect meld there. But anyway, and then I agree. Voyage of the Little Mermaid. Here's the deal. The puppet blacklight thing is fabulous. It's just they need to update their screens, their quality, their animation. They need to upgrade.
The mold growth in the theater.
I don't even know how to deal with that ride or actually show. But yes, it needs
traction.
If there's some saving, save it. Sure, update it. But I don't even know. We just need to move on.
All right, my turn. Save Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular. I love that ride so much. It means a lot to me.
There's so many great rides there.
Just to upset some people.
Do you guys even know what a ride means? Like
traction.
The concept of a ride?
I'm sorry.
He said ride.
I did. I meant to
he
say
said, I love that ride.
I love it as an idea. I love the whole concept. I'm sorry.
Logan's
it wasn't
that lot
exactly right,
here.
Everyone.
What are you scrapping?
The Muppets.
Oh, completely.
Wow.
Whoa, Rob's coming at you.
All right.
But you want the new babies, the Muppet babies.
I want Muppet babies there.
Oh, so.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
I like Muppet Bear. I know.
Just throw it all
the
out.
Babies.
No, that's not really my scrap. I was just saying that to be a jerk. I would scrap the Rock and Roller Coaster because I love that ride so much. I love it. I ride it at least.
You love it so much that you just
want it to go away.
I love that ride. It is a ride. And I go on that ride like 4 or 5 times every time we visit. But
is it saved with a different band for
no,
you?
I feel like it should just, they should put something
wants
else
to be
there.
You too.
And I love drop rides, so I like the Tower of Terror.
All right.
Put something else there.
All right, so my save it. I feel like I'm going with similar Muppet Vision, but my version of Muppet, don't change it. I think you need better projection. I think we need better like lighting and sound equipment. And maybe you redo the, what's his name? I can't remember. It was this.
That's what I'm talking about.
Animal.
Baby Shark?
Waldo.
Yes. Where is
Waldo? Waldo, the animation. Maybe redo the animation. But the actual footage is fantastic. You got Jim Henson. One of his last performances. As, I think, he's both Kermit and Waldorf and the Swedish Chef. So you have Jim Henson actually in the attraction, not Steve Whitmire, not Matt Vogel. You go back, you actually have something that he exists in. I like that attraction. So I say save it, just give it a bit of... Just give it a little bit of love, but not necessarily in a way that's...
Give a little bit. Yeah.
My favorite
Oz.
Part of
and
that...
And Frank Oz doing the voices, which you don't get anymore. So, and he's, you know, still around, but he's not doing really any of the characters for the Muppets anymore.
My favorite part of that attraction is the pre-show. When Rizzo comes out...
Takes so long, though.
When Rizzo comes out in the mouse ears, that's the one piece of merch that I want. I want Rizzo as Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Mainly just, you know... I need that.
It is awesome.
I like that there's a net full of Jello.
A net full of Jello?
In the line.
Is she the host of another podcast?
In the line.
A net full of Jello?
in the line, there is a giant net full of Jell-O, because it's a net full of Jell-O. And you can see that, like, when you first walk in, like, look up.
Classic Muppet.
It's Muppet,
hilarity.
Muppet. I love it. So I'm full on board of saving the Muppets in its current iteration. Just give it a little bit of Elgo grease. And then, let's see, for my dump it, Beauty and the Beast live. I hate it. So
it's called Scrap It.
Beauty and the Beast. Just scrap it, dump not it. Dump it. Beauty
it's
and the Beast.
It's delightful.
It's sweaty.
Hot.
It's
hot. I love it.
Giant
it's
costume
hot.
Characters that don't look great. I'm not a fan.
I actually like it a lot. I sing all the songs.
I know a lot of people do.
I sing all the songs, Rob.
I know the songs.
It's the circle
you don't sing them, though.
Life.
You don't sing them anymore.
I don't ever sing them.
You just got to sing them, and then you'll enjoy it better.
I like the Emma Watson
circle
version.
Of
that's
life
what
is one, right?
Have we talked circle about how like your costume guy needs to do the
Colors
Beast?
Of the Wind is another one.
All right. Are we on?
Your costume guy should
did
do
you
the
give
Beast.
Your
I feel like it'd be a better... representation.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I have a costume guy in Peru. I've actually been working with Rob on some things with him.
The Muppets.
Weirdly enough, for the Muppets. Because Rob was like, do they have Muppets? And I messaged him, hey, you got Muppets? And my Peruvian costume maker, he sent me
Green Frog
with suit, green Muppet,
frog.
Or Red Beast.
Bear wearing tie.
Bear with tie. And they're pretty good.
I like Bear with Tie.
Their new iteration, by the way, Mickey and Minnie, by far the best you'll see outside of the park.
What do they call those?
Like park quality or something like that. He knows those are Mickey and Minnie. He doesn't know the name of the Muppet. He's just like Green Frog.
Green Frog in suit.
I kind of want to get. I actually talked about this.
So it's not he's trying to avoid like infringement.
No, I think he just doesn't know the name of the Muppet.
Cultural thing. Brilliant. Okay, sorry.
Green Frog.
I kind of want a Mickey like the Converse Mickey in like a thing shirt.
The Mickey he has, if you're looking forward,
part mouse
looks perfect. To the side, it's a little shallow. He's got the shallow head. But looking forward, looks great. So if it'll photo op, it'd be great. If you want a bootleg Mickey, go see Luis in Peru. He'll hook you up. But
if he doesn't have bootleg Mickey, the URL, he's really missing out.
Yeah, I don't think he does. I think it's all on Facebook.
So
under the table.
We're going to the Animal Kingdom now.
Yes, okay. We are. And we're going to have a great time, Terry.
We're going to scrap just out of the safety of humanity and because... I'm not even sure it qualifies as an attraction. The Primeval Whirl.
All right.
And
I like Primeval Whirl.
I'm whispering into this.
We're gonna
reminds
obviously
me of the Yoshi ride. Is it Yoshi?
The Yoshi ride.
at Mall of America.
It's a Fairly Odd Parents ride, I think, or it was last iteration. I don't know what it was. We did it.
We have a picture on that
what
ride.
What was the theme?
It was great. I thought it was... Yeah.
Was it Mario World? No, it was like Snoopy World or something.
Oh,
what
was it
that?
Scooby-Doo?
Scooby-Doo Mystery Machine. Someone tell us, if you're Mall of America people, tell us what's the spinning roller coaster? What was it? It's now the Fairly Odd Parents, or it was before Nickelodeon dropped.
It wasn't Scooby-Doo.
No. It wasn't FOP then either.
No, I rode this once. Uh-huh. When we were on tour, we stopped at the Mall of
people
America
are trying
for a
to
day
decide,
off.
Like, instead of Pod Cruise 2020, should we do Mall of America?
Oh my
the
gosh.
Answer. we've got the Void. Roller coasters. We got fried Oreos.
Movie theater.
There's two American Eagles.
At least. All right.
One is an Aerie.
And then I guess we'll save the safari because why not?
Save the safari?
Yeah.
Terrible choices.
I'm getting rid of It's Tough to Be a Bug.
Yes.
Either they need to get rid of it or they need to update it and not...
And for the record...
Sting you in the back.
There was a great deal of support on Twitter.
Yeah, a lot of people were like, breach it. We agree. No more getting week. Stuck. Yeah.
Throw it out.
Like, yeah. We're over that.
Now, the alien encounter thing that's now Stitch...
Now it's nothing. Yes.
Yeah, whatever.
If you haven't seen the picture of the Stitch animatronic...
Skinless Stitch.
I highly recommend Googling that.
I will say, like, that felt like appropriate, but it didn't sting you. It just kind of like fluttered at your neck. And that was super cool. Now I don't like it because I know it's coming. But the first time I experienced it, I was like, lost my mind, scared to death. There is an alien on top of people right over there.
It was horrifying.
Alien encounter kept me up at night.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And I rode it when I was like 8.
Yeah, I did too. I think that was the first time I did it.
I'm pretty sure that ride is probably the only time I probably peed myself in public when I was a child. No, the alien is counter. Because I was literally scared as a child.
Someone draw that, make it a shirt.
Yeah.
Do not draw that. On.
You know, there's some things you just don't need to say.
Yep.
Tough to be a bug, which is so unfortunate because, I mean, the venue is super cool. The tree, like, it's awesome. Anyway.
Well, you say that, and that's actually the point. Because I'll just go ahead and spoil it. I'm going to agree with you and say tough to be a bug is what needs to be removed. But you have, let's say back in the day, let's go back 2 years, you have pretty much iconic big attractions like Spaceship Earth. You had the great movie rides. Now going to be Mickey Mouse ride. You had in Cinderella's Castle, you have Cinderella's Royal Table, this big event restaurant. Like there in the big tree of life, you have a ton of stuff to be a bug. It does feel weird that that's what's in like the icon of the park.
Right.
Is this film from the mid-90s.
Huge film.
That was very popular. Hasn't really kept its status, I will say, in the Pixar lore. Bugs Land gone, you know, or gone, I think, in Disneyland. So it's not like this is a franchise that's kept itself going. There may be a Bugs Life 2, knowing Pixar. There will be, because it seems like they wait 25 years to put out
We're waiting for the live-action Bugs Life.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
But, so I agree with you. I think it's wasted space for something that could be great. I'd rather have something, honestly, like educational in there, because it's something that I feel like would be cool to go into the tree and make sense, other than going to the tree and you're with, I mean, it does make sense you're with bugs, but yeah. I agree.
It might be cool to have something conservation. You're kind of, I like where you're going, your head's at there.
Yeah. I'm a conservationalist.
Yeah.
Mm. My say.
No, you're a conversationalist. It's a
passionate conservationist.
We all know that Flight of Passage is amazing. I'm not going to save that. I'm going to save Everest.
Save.
The Everest.
We call it FOP out here.
Well, the what?
Flight of Passage. It's also the Fairly Odd Parents, but FOP.
I'm a FOP man.
I'm a FOP.
I don't want no
I'm
Dapper Dan.
Dapper Dan, man.
There's so many great so many great things about Everest. I know like people like are bummed about the animatronic. It's still a great ride without the Yeti going crazy and swiping at you.
Geographical anomaly.
But the views are amazing of the park. When you're going up, you see this mountain.
See Epcot?
Yeah.
Spaceship Earth.
It's immersive. It's a great concept. Do you go upside down when you go backwards? No. I feel like you do.
The G-forces do give you that simulation, but no, you don't go back. You maybe go like at a harsh angle.
You talking about Spaceship Earth again?
I guess it. Yeah, but anyway, Everest is a beautiful ride. Great concept. It's super fun. And it's honestly, you can do single ride. There's so many ways to get on it quickly. I feel like, well, actually, there's just two. Single rider and fast pass, but anyway.
That's I have a tie for scrap.
Okay.
Number one, bug tree. Get out of here. Nobody wants it.
the bug tree?
It's tough to be
offending.
It's a stupid thing. Number two, flamingos. I'm sick of seeing all those flamingos. Everywhere you look, there's a flamingo.
I was going to say lions.
Thank you. Thank you. And save Everest. Because I don't think there's no, like you said, there's no reason to try to save the Avatar attractions. They're too new and they're too great.
All right. Well, that comes to me, and I say you should save the Adult Whip.
Yes.
Because who knows when Disney may decide that, you know, we're not going to offer this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to have that in the park.
And it's definitely an attraction.
And it's the only thing that
I'm attracted to it.
Keeps me in Animal Kingdom.
It makes you attractive, Grease.
And I say scrap the Kilimanjaro. So I can't talk.
Kilimanjaro
exactly. Safari.
Okay. That's harsh.
Well, it could be better.
Okay. I don't think we could fight with him on that one, because it's like that. That's an
every
argument.
Every time
wasted
Will
argument.
Goes on the safari, they give all the animals just double Benadryl. That
they have a break.
Well, that's
it's
why
like,
I said
it's like, wait, did the hippopotamus have a smoke break now?
That's why I said scrap the lions. I never see them.
Exactly. Scrap the lions. Employees. They gotta have.
Okay.
I went to the dang zoo in Birmingham and saw more animals.
How do you feel about gibbons?
For them.
What about the dinosaur ride? Nobody
that's
said anything.
That's what I haven't answered yet.
Sorry, Logan.
Thanks for spoiling my.
Oh, that needs
killing.
A revamp.
You said the. I thought you spoiled yours earlier.
No, I was going to say it's tough to be a bug.
You hopped
but
in
if there's
yeah.
one ride at.
Maybe I was going to say save dinosaur. I don't know.
Yeah, let him say.
I
let
wasn't going to say
they're
that.
All
I was going to say
it's
probably
can.
The one to kill.
It's impossible.
Dinosaur.
It's not kill, it's just scrap. We're trying to remain.
Save it or kill it.
Like, there's a scene
to
here.
The,
Logan's like, dump it.
Send it to Santa's land.
I thought we were
ship it away.
Tough to be a bug. I'll just stick with tough to be a bug.
And keep?
Take no, to
scrap.
To scrap.
I thought you said dinosaur.
Well, dinosaur would be if that's already gone.
That's the one you. That's what I'm saying. Like you want that one redone.
I don't do dinosaur.
The technology
really
is
ever
there
anymore.
For it to be amazing.
Yeah, and I think I don't know. Keep the boneyard.
The The Boneyard is more fun than you expect it to be.
I know. To be honest, looking at the list, there's nothing on at Animal Kingdom that Everest, I guess. I save Everest because I like that ride a lot. You know what? Save Finding Nemo the musical. Because I got in a fight.
It's beautiful.
I got in a fight with a group of people who a guy was like, I'm trying to decide between Festival of the Lion King or Finding Nemo the musical. And everyone else said Festival of the Lion King. And I was the one contrarian that said, no, what?
I'm just saying you're the only one that was right.
Who said, you know what? Finding Nemo, both are great. I got no beef with the Lion King. But if I'm picking one, if you're looking at Broadway caliber productions, boom, you got to find a new musical. And I think that's probably more than not likely to leave in the next decade because you can replace it easily with something else. Now, Festival Lion King's been running for it's not day one, but it feels like pretty close after Tarzan.
We're getting close to Illumination status.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we going on to...
we were just talking about him.
We're going to the old Magic Kingdom.
The old Magic Kingdom.
Yep, we're going to...
It is the oldest of Magic Kingdom.
The old Magic Kingdom with Walter Cronkite. We're going to obviously save Dumbo.
Why, Terry?
Because we should.
Probably needs to be saved.
Yeah, and then... Man, how controversial can I get here at Magic Kingdom?
There's a decent amount to cut. Come on, Terry, don't just do it. Do it.
He's going to do it. He's never ridden it. I know exactly what he's going to say.
No, I'm not going to do it.
If he said Splash Mountain, I know I quit like once a quarter.
Quit again.
And by once a quarter, I mean every month. It's like the quarter of the month.
Oh, I thought one quarter an hour, like every 15 minutes.
Yeah. And if he says that, I'm officially, that's how you get me out of here.
I think in May, I'm gonna break down and finally Splash Mountain it. So
I don't think you will, but I want you to.
To
that picture of you on that ride could go viral on Twitter.
Have you
could
seen
get like 5 likes?
Have you seen the picture of the picture going around right now? There's a little girl.
I think he's stalling.
That grabs their dad's face, and like grabs his cheeks and like pulls his mouth wide open like the Joker, and it's like that image of the Joker. Amazing.
That's not
like,
on my Twitter.
Like what the Joker does to people.
It's like the mouth thing. It's like,
like it cuts him.
Yeah. Oh man. The things we could get rid of
I'm really confused.
Swiss Family Treehouse.
Where did the picture come into play? The Splash Mountain.
No idea.
It's a viral picture.
Girl.
With a girl Joker in her.
I'm just trying to make a connection here. I guess I'm lost.
I typed in girl Splash Mountain Joker in the dad.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Terry, or whoever was next.
He said, get rid of Swiss Family.
Swiss Family.
What?
Get rid of it. I don't think that's that controversial.
No, I don't even think people realize it's there.
Outrage.
Yeah. Horror.
I mean, there's probably 5 other attractions I could put on that list, but yeah.
Mm. Why don't you like Swiss Family Treehouse?
A lot of steps. Too many steps.
It's valuable real estate.
It's too many
steps. Get rid of it.
It's fun. You can go up there, hang out. It's nice at night.
I will say that's probably one of the more endangered things.
Yeah, in Disneyland, it's Tarzan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even then, who cares?
Yeah, but at Disneyland, you kind of walk. It's in your path. Like, you can't miss it.
If you go up there late enough,
there are people who legitimately don't know that it's there.
Oh, yeah. If you go up there late enough before they close, it looks dark and scary, and it almost has a haunted house vibe because you're by yourself often. I've sat and watched some fireworks. There's some obstructed views of the fireworks that are decent up there because no one's going to bother you. I think they closed it earlier now, but that was back in the day when just like, oh, let's go up here and see if we can see the fireworks. Oh, this is nice. We'll stop. There's a bed. You can just take a nap. No one's going to stop you. Mm-mm. That's not true. They will
no
stop
one's going to find you.
Yeah. Pretty sure you're on camera somewhere.
And my other tie for that is Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Oh, okay.
Scrap that.
Scrap it. Okay, then what are you going to... Yeah.
I feel like that needs a rebuttal.
Okay, well...
Have at it.
No, it's
the floor is yours.
It's smooth. It's fast. It's fun. The theme's good. I mean, I understand. Yes, it's exactly like Thunder Mountain. If we're all being honest,
why would you be anything but honest?
I don't know. I agree. I mean, it is weird having two very similar rides. Very similar rides. I would love to see that a little bit more.
I got so into the I bought into the hype of that ride so much. When they drove the ride vehicle on the back of a pickup truck and it was swinging from side to side, and it was literally the most underwhelming 3 minutes of my life.
Underwhelmed.
I wouldn't say that.
All right, getting rid of Barnstormer.
Yeah, that was up there for me too.
I feel like you could get tetanus on that ride. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, it does. It has the only feeling of like a Santa's Land style ride. That's
right. It's just like barely this operating. Is out of place.
Right. Yeah. It's rough. It's like the least comfortable roller coaster.
I didn't pay $30 to get into this park.
Right.
That's what it kind of feels like with that ride. So I'd scrap that. I mean, I feel like Goofy needs a ride, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate that. Yeah. Goofy needs a ride. He needs an iconic ride. Anyway. And what would I save? Definitely Splash Mountain.
Yeah,
definitely. Because I feel like that one, I feel like that could go at any point.
Yeah.
It's 2018. People are like, we're done with that ride.
Yeah, at least a complete revamp or something.
I was saying, it's a lot of real estate for them just to completely get rid of it. But yeah, I could see more of a retheming. They're not going to like implode that building.
The fact that they were able to even build that early 90s, whatever it was.
I would actually be okay. I mean, it depends on the theme that they would choose for that, but
you like a good log ride.
I love a good log ride.
They're the best.
It's a good time.
All right.
I like that midway you kind of get a little good glide in.
Well, I looked at when you're sorting attractions, you can pick little drops or big drops as different ways to sort attractions.
Oh. That one's got both.
Yeah, I know. So you can double down.
Yeah.
Don't accidentally only select little drops.
What?
Because then if it's like, I just need to find a ride with little drops, and it's like, well, this one does have them. And then you're like, what in the heck?
All right. So
little drops just like a leak.
I have two Scrap-Its, and they're both going to be probably, classic fans of the park aren't going to like what I have to say. I don't like Carousel of Progress. I know. Also, Country Bears Jamboree.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, I think you. Oof. I don't like either of those. Save Space Mountain.
We have a new co-host position available on the show.
It's just Country Bear Jamboree, so get it right.
No, because I don't like it. I want it to go away. Scrap it.
Also for the same reasons as Splash Mountain. Every time I sit in Country and listen to that show, I'm like, how is this still?
Yeah, it's like no one's just going to see it.
You haven't been on Splash Mountain.
No, but
the sort of, whoa, this is the blood on the saddle. This exactly. Is, Mama don't whoop little Buford. Instead, let's shoot him instead.
I love the Country Bear.
I love it too. But it is like no one's gone in there. And they didn't realize.
Also
wait a
second.
Showbiz
pizza animatronics, but no mas.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, looks like
people in the comments, they're like, replace him. Get him out of here. Rob, this could be your time. But I just I'm not a fan of those.
Neat.
The Carousel of Progress, well, I know that is the classic of classics or whatever.
Yes.
But the
Black Diamond.
There's just a lot about that ride that
it's reference.
It really, I don't know.
Look, here's the thing. As much as I love the history of the Carousel of Progress, I can't fight with you that it also feels a little out of place in this extremely modern amusement park.
Right.
In Tomorrowland. Because, again, they haven't redone it enough to matter. And even when they came, I'll get to mine in a second, but I say they could redo it. Mm-hmm. And they redo it in a way that's a little speedier. And I think they probably would enjoy it.
Keep the music, maybe update the story a little bit.
Look, I think that it's okay to trim back an attraction
also,
a little.
Also, the final room, it's just like little pieces of every decade for the last 40 years.
Since 19.
There's rollerblades. There's a laser disc player.
It's like
there's
a
satellite outside.
Recently, like maybe 10 less years ago, maybe less than that, did like, let's just make it a flat screen.
Mm-hmm.
As far as it was, just like
it's like a flat
VR,
screen, not like a flat
the weird
panel.
Part I love is that VR has come full circle.
Yeah.
To where VR, 10 years ago, irrelevant. 20 years ago, was hot at the mall. Mm-hmm. Now, VR,
red lines.
Back, so it's like I kind of like okay, VR, we're good to go. Now the graphics of what he's playing, not great.
Virtual Boy,
yeah, they're not
I like
even Virtual Boy.
Scott in the comments, he said Carousel of Progress would be better served in Epcot along
with
a refurb
in Spaceship Earth.
Put it in there.
I mean, they're really kind of similar,
right beside each other.
It's essentially the same.
They're a similar concept.
Can I hop in here?
Okay. Yeah,
because I had two down, and one is Carousel of Progress. So I'll take that, but since you've already said it, and I think we talked about this a few years ago, and so I think I had kind of an opposite position at the time, but I'm kind of over the Tomorrowland Speedway.
Yeah, A lot of people thought that was going to go.
Right. And I think when we first started the show, we talked about it, and I was adamant, like, no, we got to keep it. It was one of the most fun. Like, I remember as a kid, like, I got to drive. Mm-hmm. Like, it was very cool. But the more I think about it, you know, let's cut down our carbon footprint. Yeah. And I feel like that is like a hot bed of carbon.
If you could look at the map of, like, the world.
This is red. Like, just
Orlando,
this ride.
It's just this one point.
It's a ton of real estate.
And it is. And I feel like they could put a really cool ride because it takes up so much space.
Love it.
And I will save, and I feel like this is one of those that is probably an endangered species as well, and includes endangered species, the Enchanted Tiki Room.
I'll have to find a new one.
Yeah. Nice. That's why I wanted to go before you.
Where is that?
You knew that was good. What?
It's right by the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse.
It's I don't even know where that is. Adventureland has the Enchanted Tiki Room. It's a day one attraction.
Grease.
One of Walt Disney's last attractions he created for Disneyland.
I think what we've learned here is, why are you and I on this podcast?
Because I don't know where a tiki room is?
You got to know where it is, bud.
Have you never done the Enchanted Tiki Room?
You can get a Dole Whip.
Birds? Birds sang words and the flowers grew.
I love that not only is he not saying, I've never done
He's
it.
Never heard
he
of
has
it.
This look on his face like, what in the
look
heck?
Look at me. Say, I don't recall.
Rob is in the control room right now, looking like he's seen a ghost.
My attorney has spoken, and I
do not recall.
I do not recall.
There you go. Perfect.
Matt Lott is not who you want to hire as an attorney.
Truth.
He's not a member of the bar.
See, to me,
different bar.
The Enchanted Tiki Room proves a couple ways. One, I'm okay with any iteration of it. I didn't hate the version with Iago.
I loved it.
I thought it was kind of fun. Yeah. And the version with Zazu. I thought that was a good update. Going back to the original show, I prefer the original show, but they also cut down the original show by about 3 or 4 minutes, which moves you back to Carousel of Progress. If you could just not be a half an hour, whatever it is.
I like now that in the Enchanted Tiki Room, you can get in and get out, and like you can experience it.
And you can bring
moving
in your Dole Whip.
And it used to be longer.
It used to be a little bit longer.
Sometimes, is it a show?
It's a show with singing birds.
In a room.
Why are we... this? You were proving every commentator right. You're right. Everyone who said a review, why is he on the show?
This is it.
It's obviously tucked into a corner somewhere.
No.
It's actually kind of in the middle of everything.
Do you know where the Aladdin magic carpet is?
Yeah, we wrote
it's
that.
Literally right there.
Do you know
I've gotten a Dole Whip over there.
It's literally right there.
Dole Whip from like the line.
Yeah.
Oh.
Essentially.
In the same area.
I'm sorry, guys.
Next time. Your kids would love it.
They would?
Yes. I think so. I love it. I loved it as a kid.
It's a lot better than the Kilimanjaro
Safari.
It got
a little boring. No. Like when I was like a teen, I was like, yeah, this isn't really my thing. I kind of went back to it. It's just you sit there. It's calm. It's peaceful. They're singing
maybe
birds.
Maybe our listeners appreciate it. We just got to experience a new thing.
No, they all know. It's been there since 1971.
Like, no, I'm saying they got to experience it through me. Like,
oh, like I've never heard of this magical place.
Yeah.
One of the famous stories that Walt Disney built it for like a restaurant. I couldn't figure out what to do with it. And he just sent the Sherman Brothers in and said, make this make sense, and left. And they created they wrote it. Because he just had the animatronics for these birds. I think the animatronic for the bird, one of the birds just went for like $90,000 or something at auction. So it's pretty popular.
No one's ever heard of it, though.
No.
And
it's one of the more merchandised. It's up there with like the Haunted Mansion, where it's up there. It's like, even the Haunted Mansion is always one of people's favorites. I feel like Tiki Room is a pretty heavily merchandised.
You're telling me, like, oh man, how
I will.
It's iconic, apparently.
In the Grease's defense, which I've honestly never been more disappointed in him in my life.
Hey, pause. Terry's coming to your defense. This is how bad it is.
Debuted 1963.
I will
at Disneyland.
Say, I do have a lot more nostalgia about the Tiki Room at Disneyland versus Orlando, because I experienced it first at Disneyland, and it definitely has a like, wow, Walt stood in this room, he created this here.
Yeah,
the pre-show is a little, you feel a little more immersed in the pre-show there.
I think I probably did the Disneyland one first too, but I grew up at Disney World, so
yeah,
it's still
same.
So now can I pick mine then?
Guys, I'm so
Will,
sorry. I'm looking
did
at pictures online. I've literally never walked into this place.
Carousel of Progress or the Tomorrowland Speedway.
Okay. So I'm going to kill the horses.
I don't know that you want to publicly say that.
Which horses?
I just like that that's listed.
It's not kill.
Is it for the meat?
I just like that that's on the attractions list.
Horses.
This is my thing with the flamingos.
Yeah, exactly. But more brutal. I'm looking. I'm trying to pull up my attractions because that was my safe. My safe was the Enchanted Tiki Room because I do feel like it's one of those ones that eventually someone will go, you're right, this is valuable real estate. Maybe it's time to let this thing go. So I think to me, I'll just stick with that and say, yeah, my save is Tiki Room. I could easily see it going away. Now my scrap, I mean, Barnstormer is up there. Problems you get to me, you're kind of gone through the hits of one. So I don't... y'all have gone through a lot. You've scrapped. So, you know what I'm going to do? Scrap Space all Mountain. Of Tom Sawyer's Island.
Why? The whole island.
You know wow. why? Because I never go there.
Oh, man.
Ever, ever.
How that place you, is
my
get
tiki
to that.
Room, makes a sandwich and goes out there and hangs
room,
out.
Thank you.
Grease's Tiki Room
Terry
is
goes
my
out
Tom
there to
Sawyer
dream.
Island.
Both of
I don't
them
know.
Have used Tom Sawyer's Island for, like, relaxation and yeah. rejuvenation.
I have certainly gone to Tom Sawyer's Island as a kid, but as an adult, have not stepped foot
Isn't
on it.
Isn't that where the thing was
don't
created?
Don't even know
There's
where
caves.
You necessarily... There's caves.
You run around in those caves.
You know what? I live in Tennessee. You know, we got real caves.
I don't go in the real ones.
I like. I'm a caver.
Mammoth cave.
Have you guys seen? Speaking of which, because we just wrapped this up, I feel like they're doing. I sent it to Will and the Grease. A haunted canoe ride.
Let's go.
Yep. It's called Canoe the Caney.
It's about an hour towards North Carolina, and it just had a big sign: haunted canoe ride. I was like, oh, like, and it said like must. What was the verbiage
must
of canoeing?
Wear a life jacket.
It had a verbiage of canoeing that I was like...
No, it says must be able to operate a canoe with a paddle, which is basically that. Saying it's not tough.
No.
But
no,
Logan took it as, I can't operate nothing.
Operating right. one, operating a canoe... If you just said, can you paddle a canoe? I'd probably be like, well, maybe, but operate one.
No, you're right, Logan. I'm telling you right now. I commandeered a canoe down the Harpeth.
Okay.
Like 8 years ago.
Canoe.
Wait, why did you commandeer a canoe? Yeah. Why'd you
I don't
take
know.
It?
Whatever. Did
you just he buy just it? Took somebody's canoe.
I was just trying to use a
found this canoe.
I was trying to use
this
a boat
mine.
Reference.
He was trying to get to a polling place to vote.
Yeah. So I got on.
You rent it.
Yeah, I rented
it's
a canoe.
Almost the sixth.
I rented a canoe.
Still
we were going down the river.
Someone stole my
and
identity.
And I will say this. If you take
a... digital theft.
No one cares, Grease. You don't know what the Tiki Room is.
If you take the wrong angle... On a fast-moving current, you're going down.
I don't know.
You're going
See,
down.
I can't do this.
That's
First
why
of
I
all,
said
this
on that
isn't
text thread.
No, this is not like a rapid situation.
Is it not?
No.
I don't know.
It's at night. It's a canoe.
You don't know.
Do rapids stop
do
at night?
Know. I do. No, this isn't
we
a rapid
We turn the rapids
river.
Off after 8 p.m.
I don't think that's a thing.
Hang on. I'm
this
looking
up. This river that you're canoeing on never has rapids.
It was the Caney.
Well, that's why they're doing it at night. If it was a rapid river, they're not going to have this thing.
I don't know anything about canoeing. I don't know these things.
Clearly. Which part of the river is haunted? What's there?
You get off and like you pass over a cemetery, and then you get out of the cemetery.
Zero chance I do this.
And I think they gotta have like a Jason, like a like.
I will
Jason
go with
out.
You. I will go with you to do this.
I actually want
if
to do this.
If we all
like
ourselves,
great.
I will go.
I will do this.
So here's the stats.
I don't necessarily
haunted
want
canoe
to
trip
go.
Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. Showings each hour from showings. 6 to 10 p.m. Book now. It is in Silver Point, Tennessee. It's $34.99 a person.
Do we need our own canoe?
No.
That's you commandeer one.
Bring a commandeer one for us.
How okay, many people so, to a canoe?
You begin
you
the
don't
ride.
Want many.
One or two.
You don't want many.
See, no, I feel like I want three. Many for
when
safety.
There's a lot of weight that could shift, you don't want that.
Listen, priority your tour will begin with a ride to the old cemetery, where you'll hear the true and disturbing accounts of a flooded town, lost graves, ghostly visits, unexplained voices and sounds.
Yes.
Then you will take a short walk to the old dock, where along the way you will hear other accounts of ghostly hauntings as you walk through the old military recreation base.
Sounds like a lot of walking for a canoe trip.
Once you arrive at the dock, you'll board your boat, paddle over to the original location of the old 1800 sunken cemetery that's just a mere 15 feet below the water surface.
Nice.
This is where many believe the lost graves still remain, and local lore tells stories of spirits trapped just beneath the dark waters of Cemetery Cove.
Here's the deal.
15 feet is too deep.
Cemetery Cove.
At the end, it says participants must be able to walk short distances and operate a canoe by paddling.
You do one or two of those things.
Trip times may vary depending on paranormal activity.
Or you don't know how to canoe.
You
flip
cool.
the canoe.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, yeah, you add
don't
to the paranormal activity because Grease drowned.
I flipped a kayak.
Are you brave enough to paddle these waters?
It's way easier to flip a canoe. I'm telling you right now.
No, dumb. With a kayak, it's made so you can like roll it over if you want.
This just became my outdoorsman show, which
clearly is. My name's Bill Dance. I don't know if y'all seen me. I love fishing.
And so it has to be simpler to do.
I do Bill Dance's Halloween adventure. I do a riverboat. I do something where I don't have to do anything.
Let's do haunted canoe.
And I and Aaron, who's in there, are going on this.
Yeah, Tim will go.
Cold, too.
Let's do it.
Real cold.
Cemetery cold.
I mean, yeah, on
real
a river?
Cold.
In the winter?
Yes,
it's
man.
Not in the winter.
It's cold. It's in the 40s.
It's the fall
50
time.
Degrees today, Will.
The fall time.
I'm wearing a coat.
The springtime thinks that
you're wearing
the
a coat
best.
Like it's midwinter.
See,
like
I like
it's January.
See, this is how we should do the show. You do the whole Disney part. Like, people are like, oh, look, they're like on topic. This is great. And then it just, at the last 15, all bets are off.
It's like the 15 on podcast, but yeah. it's where we intentionally go off the rails.
I think if someone got in like scuba gear,
oh gosh,
and was in the water when you're above the cemetery and like stuff comes up out of the water,
dear Lord,
there
it's
is
over.
Zero chance.
I would rather flip
zero
that
chance you don't flip.
I'll do
well,
it.
Well, yes. If or someone all of a sudden rises from the depths,
why would they not do that's going to happen? Well, that's what I'm saying. I can't do this.
Why don't you hit
I
him
said
with a paddle?
Someone put it's in a haunted canoe ride based on Deliverance, which I was sending them Deliverance.
And Corey's going, what is that, Gummo?
Is that Gummo? They shot Deliverance in Raymond County, Georgia.
In like his hometown.
Never heard of it.
They just 15 minutes away.
I wonder if they're just like, we shouldn't talk about that. Like, that's not something we take pride
We're not
in.
Proud of Deliverance.
No.
And then Logan sends us of the boy who Grease thought was Gummo, but was the actual banjo player.
Did you read his Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Poor man.
Insane
this
thing I've
poor
ever read.
Man. If you're listening to this,
go
I'll
read
book
it.
You on something. The little boy who was the banjo, dueling banjos boy.
His
in
name
Deliverance.
Is Billy Redden.
So
in
those
real
aren't
life.
His arms, number one. Those are the arms of somebody else who could play banjo. He couldn't because they just hired a kid that they thought looked interesting to be.
It's a good way to put it.
Yeah. You can read what the
this
director
is the part
said.
Part of the show where the banjos start to play.
Well, yeah, exactly. And then after that, he like had no career. He works at Walmart now in your local area. And he's like, I was promised millions from this movie. He's real angry.
His actual quote is, I'd like to have all the money I thought I'd make from this movie. I wouldn't be working at Walmart right now. I'm struggling really hard to make ends meet.
And he's played a banjo-picking character now a few times in other horror movies. Grease, like, they'll book him as like a...
That could be you.
Oh, what was... He did a big movie a few years ago.
He was in Big Fish.
He's a Big Fish as the main banjoer. But he can't play banjo. I guess they used another set of people's arms, but they said he had like a special shirt where a guy could like go like this and like.
So, I feel like I would have taken banjo lessons after that. I mean, if you're constantly getting casted to be a banjo player,
maybe Big Fish. It's actually
I thought you were saying sure. If you had known about this film, you would have taken banjo lessons, and I'm like. I don't think Grease understands the premise of Deliverance.
He was inspired.
No.
Maybe I need to Google it.
No.
I do feel like when you go home next time.
I'm going to try to find this guy.
I need a selfie in Walmart with this guy.
I mean, I know exactly where he's
at.
If
you get me I used to have
There's only two that are in that area.
Collection.
I used to have a Deliverance poster in my room. That's a little weird now that I'm saying that out loud.
Now that you've said it out loud.
When you lived in Georgia.
Just embrace it, bro.
Had a vintage poster I found in Deliverance. Sorry.
Was it black light?
You got 3/4 of the way through and you're like, dang it.
It was that self-realization of like, I'm kind of a creepy dude.
What could my parents have been thinking?
Yeah. But like, all right. We're going to let him hang it up.
It's not like I picked Jaws.
We are also going to seek help. Like, those are the two things.
John Voight, Burt Reynolds, great time. Deliverance, great movie. Fantastic movie. If you never watched Deliverance and you're over the age of 18, you should watch it. It's a great movie.
It's a great Disney film.
It's 17, Logan. It's R rated.
It's R rated.
The way the MPAA works is that it's 17, you can see it.
I haven't watched it since I was probably about 17, 18. Mm-hmm. I love this.
Side note question.
This is kind of a horror movie.
Are y'all going to Endless Shrimp today?
I am.
I am not.
Oh.
One, I
Terry
just,
will might not.
Who's to say?
How many, what's your goal tonight? We'll talk about that.
2018.
118.
One for the...
Got to hit 118.
Now, they're little baby shrimp, right?
Baby shrimp.
I don't like the new doot-doot-doot-doot-doots.
I like it summer camp version. My baby is now obsessed with it, and she's
at 14 yeah. months, and she goes,
scrap the doot to doot to doot.
Scrap the doot doot.
She does this all the time. But we watched an extended cut, and they have all these other songs. The monkey one. Baby monkey banana na na na. It's like they
never heard that.
Banana na na. It's hard to say.
It is. It's really hard. I'm like, they're much better at this than I am.
Well, when those videos get millions of views,
they're gonna make another one. It's
YouTube,
like the finger people,
and they're making tens of thousands of dollars. They're just
those finger people
wearing it out.
Georgia will go. One of my daughters will go. Alexa, play finger people.
How's the daddy finger? Daddy finger. That's the one, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's, finger family. Finger here,
that's it. Here's my question about Baby Shark. Is it actually a different melody than Summer Camp, or is it the beat under it that's making it different? Because honestly,
it's a variant.
It's a little faster.
So I Googled
Baby Shark. Doo, 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 doo. That was the old one.
Okay. Yeah. No, it was Baby Shark.
Baby Shark. It's the key change.
Okay, Will, that's it. You're right.
Yeah. So I Googled the company, ding, ding, that's ding, doing ding, the ding, new ding, Baby Shark ding, ding, that has ding, the videos ding, ding, out dong. There. And it's like a Korean company.
Mm-hmm. Ping Fong.
Yes. But then the Wikipedia article is like, Baby Shark actually started in Germany in 2007. I was like,
Do they have sharks in Germany?
They cut out all the Christian parts too with Baby Shark. This is the secularized. This is the Santa Claus version.
Going to heaven,
or the Easter Bunny version of Baby Shark.
Judgment House
Baby Shark used
they
to be.
They cut the violence out.
Didn't it really start at Christian
was that the
summer
shark
camp?
Attack
my
happened
version
and
of Baby
died.
Shark ended with you dying and
going to heaven. Going to see Jesus too.
No, I remember it was praising Jesus was one part of it.
I thought it was going to see Jesus.
Going to see
Jesus. You were in a different region. There's regional. Versus
at my church camp, you got to heaven, and then there was another shark, and you realized you weren't in heaven.
That's like right.
It was terrifying.
At your church, it was
the judgment
speaking
shark.
In tongues. No,
we didn't do that.
A little bit different.
Judgment shark.
Dodging snakes.
Judgment shark is maybe my favorite now. I want to see judgment shark. He's just sitting there like reading off a list of people.
No, not in. St. Paul the judgment shark.
So that's my church, by the way, I'm launching.
Judgment shark.
Part of the lore.
Get out of here.
The lore.
Speaking of sharks,
it's not real. Well, there's not a judgment shark.
Who's to say?
I just created it.
You could be a prophet.
The Wikipedia says it originated in Germany in 2007.
That's, right there, we just said that.
That's
just,
literally what
a
shark.
Judgment shark.
He's already there.
It's like you're greased. You're actually greased right now.
I greased you.
So I feel like. So if you don't know.
Baby Shark, everyone knows.
In lure, Grease goes and eats a ridiculous amount of shrimp and Red Lobster. Can we do some sort of like closest to the pin without going over kind of contest?
500.
Where Grease will buy you one of his shirts.
Oh.
With, to celebrate the, you know, the
Grease
just agreed
shirts?
To that.
Like to us or to the people?
Like to the people. Like
power to the
for
people.
Like, to get, you know, we have
well,
a new
I think
shirt
there's a
collection.
Good chance of multiple people getting it right.
I'm going to be honest with you also. There's a good chance Grease does not do this.
I'll buy somebody a shirt, but yeah, it's got to be a way to do it just for one person.
Yeah, like only one winner.
But how do you
the first person to get
number.
It right?
Everybody's going to say 118.
So,
right.
Pretty easy.
Get on Twitter.
One.
Get on Twitter and tweet us.
We've done this
especially
before.
If you're watching live, get on Twitter and tweet us tonight, and we'll bring it on the show. Who gets closest to the number of how many shrimp that Grease is going to eat? I'm seriously contemplating going to live tweet
that's
the
nice.
Situation.
Seriously contemplating.
Yeah.
Who said you were invited, Terry?
I've never been invited.
Grease did. Grease actually.
He'll
did
just say you know. Everyone's invited.
No, we specifically used to not be invited.
Yeah, it used to not be his
it's like,
his
no, it's
work
just me
friends.
And my actual friends.
Oh.
Hey-o. Can we... In? What's your number, Logan, for the Grease? You got a number?
150.
Ooh. Ooh.
Well, I feel like you're hungry today.
I have hit 141 before.
Look at
before.
Your jacket. Your jacket tells me you're hungry.
Because jacket is fitting well.
You've had that jacket for a good 15
he
years now.
He almost had said, the 2,000 calorie mountain of fries.
Looks like the same one you've had.
Oh.
Well, he keeps the same. He's style. Had the same style since 98.
Yeah. So,
he's
English
got
shrimp,
a good
one
he had the chin strap for a long time.
One of everything?
I have to eat at least 4 dozen fried shrimp.
And do you have to eat all of the offerings?
Yes, he has to have one serving of
each.
No,
because I don't do the pasta and shrimp. That's a death sentence.
You got a carbo load.
No.
That's kind of disappointing.
I think it's a good place to wrap it up for the week.
Do you want to say this? Do you have a number?
No, I don't guess things.
I want to say this real quick. I am going to be with Grease. If you want to see this happening, I put up videos on Instagram. I know Rob will be doing the same thing. And I want to say this too. Last year, Grease hyped himself up hardcore, and Rob beat him easily. So that's what I expect is going to happen
Rob
again.
Should be proud of that.
I'm just saying he should be proud of it because you got
Rob
hype machine over here.
Every shrimp was grilled.
He went shrimp for shrimp.
He did it. Rob freaking did it.
I feel like I feel like Grease is going to let everyone down and get 95.
No, he won't get 95.
That is possible. I am down over 30 pounds.
I got 87.
Yeah, you've been dieting, so
I got 87.
You're hungrier.
So he'll do. I think you're gonna get 119, but I don't think you're gonna win. I'm gonna say that.
I don't think I will win either.
That's why Grease didn't take us. I feel like in the past because it wasn't about everyone.
192.
It was about Grease.
It's only about
Grease. And Grease doesn't want to compete with you other jokers.
Well, now it's
people
over.
Are like, oh, I'm gonna show up and compete. And Grease's 192. Like, no, this is a self reflection. This is a meditation.
192.
This is a situation where I go and people watch me be a glutton.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what it is.
For punishment?
Glutton for glutton.
No, for food.
Oh.
It helps me feel better about myself.
The real kind.
Real kind.
That's really the main reason I want to go is just for self-esteem.
All right, that's going to do it. All right, next week we will return. I hope.
Who's to say?
If we go to Haunted Canoes and Endless Shrimp.
I'm going to Haunted Canoe.
What if they had Endless Shrimp Canoe?
But they were haunted.
They're alive.
Ate them and then
they're alive. You have to kill them.
Okay.
Kill it. Kill the shrimp. All right. Let's do it. Let's wrap it up. Right, Will?
Yep.
All right. This week for WDW Today, I'm Logan Sekulo.
Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
Matt Lott.
And I'm The Grease.
And we'll see you on the next show. Produced by Pistol and I.